Paul talked about having a prayerful attitude as he spoke to those of Thessalonica in the 5th chapter of 1 Thessalonians. He said, pray without ceasing. He didn't mean that every moment of every day be spent in prayer, but rather that prayerful attitude that we look unto God, that we look unto Him, Christ Jesus, for our direction in this life, that we look unto Him for our salvation. And that is the attitude that we are to have. And then there are also times in which we are to pray. And those, I think, are identified for us when we look in Scripture. When making important decisions, and Jesus did that while He was here upon this earth. In Luke, the 6th chapter, verse 12 and 13, now it came to pass in those days that He went out to the mountain to pray, speaking of Jesus, and continued all night in prayer to God. And when it was day, He called His disciples to Himself, and from them He chose 12, of whom were also named apostles. Before the choosing of the apostles, Jesus spent all night in prayer. It was an important decision that He had to make. Those that would be sent from Him, sent from the Father, with the power of the Holy Spirit to proclaim God's Word. I once heard a comment by an individual that said, I intended to pray one time all night long, as my Savior did, but I fell asleep after a period of time. And he was upset with himself. I don't think there's a reason to be upset. He had that intention to do what Jesus had done, but he didn't have the focus. And there are few that do. Important decision needed to be made, and Jesus used that occasion then to pray to the Father all night long. We also see that there is always time for prayer in connection with thanks being given to God. In John 11, chapter 41 and 42, then they took away the stone from the place where the dead man lay. And Jesus lifted up His eyes and said, Father, I thank You and have heard that You have heard Me. And I know You always hear Me, but because of the people who are standing here, that they may believe that You sent Me. Here you have thanks being given by Christ Jesus Himself. And of course, even in the model prayer, there is to be, give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive others. There's that thankfulness not only of the sustenance that we have here on this earth, in our physical life, but especially the sustenance that we have in the spiritual sense. There are so many things to give thanks for. I think many times because of our situations, our aches and pains, other things and worries and so forth, we forget about giving thanks to God. We need not do that. We must always give thanks to Him. And then when there is a need. And someone would say, well, there is always a need. Well, yes, in a sense. But as we look back in Matthew 26, 39, Jesus in the garden, just before His crucifixion, He went a little further and fell on His face and prayed, saying, oh, my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from Me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as You will. There was need at this time. Jesus knew what was about to happen to Him. In just a few short moments after this, there would be a mob that would come out to arrest Him. In His innocence and in His glory, he would be arrested. That mob would take Him to an unlawful trial before the Sanhedrin. And there He would be mocked, spit upon, slapped, and smote on the head with rods. And He knew all that was going to take place. A little while after that, He would stand before two officials in a trial that was useless because Jesus knew His purpose. And He knew what was going to happen to Him. He knew that scourging that would take place just before He went to the cross upon which then He was nailed and give His life for us. And yet as we look back, we see there is a need that Jesus had. In Luke's account, His sweat turned into blood because of the stress that He was under at that time. There's great need at that time. And we have needs. We have needs. And this is not addressing our wants, but our needs. And that's a time to pray. It's a very important time to pray. And I'll say that there is a great need in this congregation right now for Robert, for Becky, and for Oscar. I know that there are other that have physical things going on with them, but these are very severe at this time. The circumstances by which they are facing things that may or may not be corrected. There are those that have conditions that cannot be corrected in this congregation. We need to always be mindful of them and pray for them. But we have a special situation at this time with these three. And when we look at that, I don't think that we should withhold the prayers. When we look over in 1 Timothy 2, verses 1 through 3, which comes from the reading that we had this morning, I exhort, first of all, that supplications be made. Those supplications is a wanting, a need, and the wanting not just from a personal desire, but that which is lacking. And it is a need, an asking, an entreaty, always addressed to God. And that's what he means. There is that need that exists in this congregation where God needs to be approached at his throne because of these three that I have listed. Prayers, an oratory, the wording of an injunction to God. Prayers be made for all men, he says in 1 Timothy, the second chapter. There's something about the wording of prayer, and I believe that's what Paul is using here in connection with this. Where we give ourselves up, we recognize our limitations, the things that we cannot take care of, and only God can if it be his will. And that we open our mouths with a penitent attitude in humility, realizing where the true power and the strength is. And it is then an oratory. It is that which is verbal. Not just in our mind, but that which actually comes out verbally. And is not ashamed to do so because of who we are praying to. And then also that intercessions be made. The giving of thanks, the intercessions being made unto God to fall in with thus. To fall in with is the meaning of the word. Thus a petition on the behalf of another. There are so many things that we could pray about in our own lives. Our weaknesses. We could be praying for things that is truly a need in our own life. And all that is proper. But this, in connection with intercessions, is on behalf of another. It takes the focus away from self and puts it on others. And I will tell you that is an aspect of true Christianity. To not just focus upon ourselves. That's needful. That is important. And I don't believe that we can be with the Lord in heaven if we don't focus on ourselves, but not just upon ourselves. We look to others also. Recognize their needs. It shows a spirit that we have that is not selfish, but is rather willing to reach out to God on behalf of others. And then the giving of thanks, the gratitude, the praise to God in all things that we have, and whether he says no or whether he says yes in these prayers that are offered. We recognize that we know his will is perfect. And we know the results from what we ask is in God's hand, and his decisions are perfect. And it may not fit with what we want, but it does fit with what God's will is, and that is perfect. And so I ask this morning, let us pray now for our beloved brothers and sister, for Robert, for Becky, and for Oscar. We had a sister that used to attend here, and she was going through some very serious surgeries, and we prayed for her especially. We did that. We had another sister, Jackie, and we prayed for her especially. And they're both still alive and going. And thanks be to God for that. And so for Robert, for Becky, for Oscar, we pray for their spiritual strength in time of need. We have an anchor that keeps the soul steadfast and sure while the billows roll. I didn't ask you to sing that song. Boy, that fits, doesn't it? But they continue in that. 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 13, Paul says, no temptation has taken you except which is common to man, but God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted above that beyond what you are able. But with the temptation will also make a way of escape that you may be able to bear it. The pressures, the problems, the troubles in this life comes upon us. And it can be physical, it can be mental, but it doesn't matter. God will not allow us to be tempted above what we are able to stand. And so let us pray for their spiritual strength in time of need, because even though the physical things that are there that are pressing upon their mind, I know, have to be secondary. Their spiritual strength to withstand these times of trial that they're going through at this time. Pray for their physical issues to be corrected or alleviated. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers. Rightful to pray for that. I've mentioned before two brothers in two different congregations. I was with a group of preachers one time, and one of the preachers received a phone call while we were gathered together, and he stepped off to the side and he came back and he had a tear in his eye. And one of the brothers at the congregation where he preached had just been diagnosed with cancer of the dura, that is the lining of the brain. I was in a gospel meeting with another brother, and this is separated by about 4 years. And he received a call. And it was a brother in that congregation, separated by 400 miles, that was diagnosed with cancer in the dura. Exactly the same condition. The rest of the story is the man that was, first of all, diagnosed 4 years earlier, died from that cancer. The congregation that was 400 miles away on the second man, they dropped to their knees and they prayed at the very next time that they came together. And they prayed for that man and for his condition. And as far as I know, to this day, he's still alive. As a matter of fact, at his next visit with the doctor, in which they were planning his procedures, the cancer was not even detectable. It was gone. That doesn't say that everything is going to be fixed. It does say that God knows best, that we trust in Him, and we put things in His hands. James 5th chapter, first part of verse 13, if anyone is suffering, among you suffering, let him pray. That's admonition to those that we are here today, those that are going to be wording prayer. That we have this prayer to God on behalf of these three because of the things that they are going through. Romans 12, verse 6 and 7, we have different gifts based on the grace that was given to us. So if your gift is serving or ministering, devote yourself to serving others. And prayer on the behalf of others is a ministering that we need to engage in. And so I'm going to ask now, and I've not asked anybody in advance other than the elders, to offer a prayer for these three. And there was a reason for that. I want your prayers. If you choose to pray, and I know I put pressure upon you now, but if you choose to pray, I want it to be from the heart. I also don't want you to worry about repeating something that somebody else said. When you look over in Luke 11 chapter verses 5 through 10, you have the widow that came to the official. And the parable is given about continuance and persistence in prayer before God. And as it says, and again, this is just an illusion from a physical standpoint, a carnal standpoint. The official would not do what was asked him, except he wanted to stop the persistence of that widow at that time. But Jesus gives an answer to this and puts it in perspective. Ask and it shall be given you, seek and you shall find, knock and the door shall be opened unto you. And so I'm going to ask this morning that prayers be made on behalf of these three because of the dire situation that and potential that is there because of their condition. Robert, I will be coming around, and I know you have a hard time sometimes getting through prayers. If you're able, very well. We're going to start with one of our elders, and we will end with the other elder, but we'll start this morning with Brother Greg. Ask him to come forward and to offer petitions to God on behalf of these three.
Dear Father in heaven, we come to you at this time giving thanks with all our hearts that we have the right and ability to petition you, that we can have faith that you will hear us. Father, if there be anything amiss in my life, I pray for forgiveness now. If you might hear my prayer today with these few in this congregation that are entering uncertain territories. They've had their health up to this time, and now their health is being attacked. We pray you'll give them strength to endure this time in their life, that they will draw on their brothers and sisters, not hesitate when they're in need to reach out to us. Pray as their brothers and sisters that we will be more willing and able to be able to help them at every opportunity. We pray that everything being done for Robert and Becky and Oscar at this time, that you will bless these efforts. We pray that they will be effective in restoring their health. We pray that you will be with them during this time and not let these unsureties and these weaknesses of the body discourage them spiritually, that they will remain faithful, that they will be able to overcome anything that attacks them spiritually as they're going through this physical battle. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Number one.
Let's pray. Our God and Father in heaven, we approach your throne of grace through our Savior Jesus Christ in behalf of our brothers Robert and Oscar, our sister Becky, as they go through this trial of life, this stormy sea, that you would be with them and strengthen them, not only physically, but spiritually. As all the doubts flood their mind and the worries and cares of what may or may not happen, let them rest in you and in your promise that no matter what happens on this earth and in this life, we have the hope of a better one when this one's done, which it will be for all of us at some point. Thank you for Jesus Christ who gives us that hope, for the trust that we have in Him. Father, it's our wish and our prayer that you would heal them, if it is your will, that they may live and glorify you in their bodies, and spread the gospel of Jesus Christ to others by how they live. We pray that we will be a help for them in any way that we can. And we thank you for hearing us this morning. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Dearly Father, we come to you this morning praying on behalf of our members, Robert, Becky, and Oscar, as they deal with their various medical and health trials. Father, we pray that you will continue to be with them, help them through this. Father, help us as their spiritual family to be with them, help them to remain encouraged, both spiritually and mentally, that they may make it through this. Father, we pray to you that if it would be thy will, that you will lay your healing hand upon them. Father, please be with those who are administering care to them, that they may do so with expertise and precision. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Let's pray. Our Father and God, we come before you at this time. Father, we know your mercy. We're thankful for your mercy. We're thankful for this congregation for our brothers and our sisters, Robert, Becky, Rosper. And we know that you know their illnesses. If it be thy will, may the hands that tend them bring them to their normal health, that they may be strong again. Father, I'd ask us a special blessing for their faith. That their faith not be shaken, not one bit. That they may stay strong as Christians. That they may stay your people. Be with them. Guard over them as only you can. Father, thy will be done in all things. In the name of Jesus the Christ, amen.
Our Lord God, Father in heaven, all humble ourselves as we come before thee, Father, asking for your help for Father, for Becky, for Oscar, that you might look upon them with your mercy and your kindness. And Father, we ask that you be with the ones that are tending to them, that the treatment that they get may be responsive to it. And everything may work out fine for them. Their lives and their health be restored back to them. And we ask again, Father, that you be with them, that they keep their faith in you and remember Jesus and remember the opportunity that you've given us to pray for them. We pray, Father, that they will stay faithful no matter what the outcome is, and to the end, that they will you to heaven someday. Father, if it's over, we ask for this prayer for all of us. These things we only ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
If you would please bow with me. Our righteous and loving Heavenly Father, we're so very thankful for you, dear Heavenly Father. We're thankful for being able to be called your children. Dear Heavenly Father, we're also thankful for our brothers and sisters, Becky, Oscar, Robert. Dear Heavenly Father, we're thankful for their faithfulness. Dear Heavenly Father, we're hoping and praying that you'll be with them, that you'll keep them encouraged, that you'll keep their strength up, keep them strong, keep their faith strong, dear Heavenly Father. We hope and pray that you'll be with those that are ministering to them, that you'll help them to understand what's going on and have a solution for them, if it be thy will. Heavenly Father, we ask all these things in your Son's blessed name. Amen.
Justin?
Almighty God, Heavenly Father, our Creator, Lord, we know that you created a vessel for our souls on earth in your image. And Father, the vessels of Brother Robert, Oscar, and Sister Becky need healing. Father, we pray that you be with the doctors and the physicians and all those who are going to be working with them, that they use the skills, the knowledge, the wisdom that you've given them. Father, we ask that you be with the, not just them, but their immediate families, that you place their hands on their hearts to give them the strength and to get through the situations. Father, we pray that you continue to protect them, and it's thy will to heal them of these illnesses, that they may never lose sight of the true glory, which is you. All these things we pray in your name. Amen.
Let's go before God in prayer. We petition you now, O great physician, on behalf of our brothers Robert and Oscar and our sister Becky. They're going through a time in life right now, Lord, in which there is a lot of fear. There is a lot of trepidation. And a lot of things that are unknown, Lord. We pray, God, for their physical health. We know that this life is but a passing vapor, God. But we hate to see our brothers and sisters suffer. Lord, and we know you can do anything. We ask that you heal them. And more than that, Lord, we pray that you are glorified. That whatever may happen in these circumstances, that you are known as a great God in their lives and in our lives. Lord, we pray they are strengthened, that they know that they can lean on us, their brothers and sisters in Christ, and that we will reach out and support them and continue in prayer for them, Lord. And we ask that they lean on you. You are mighty and strong, and nothing can destroy you, God. Help them to find comfort in you and in your word, to lean upon your strength, because we are weak, God. We cannot do these things ourselves, and we need you. Perfect us in our weakness, Lord. Forgive us of our sins. And Lord, we echo the prayer of your servant David. I will sing of your strength. I will sing aloud of your steadfast love in the morning. For you have been to me a fortress, a refuge in the day of my distress. O my strength, I will sing praises to you. For you, O God, are my fortress, the God who shows me steadfast love. We pray all these things in your Son Jesus' name. Amen.
Heavenly Father, as Brother Greg prayed today, that you forgive him of his sins, if there are any before you, I also ask that you forgive me if I've caused offense to any. For I want you to hear my prayer at this time as I pray for this congregation. I know we come to you when we're gathered around the table with our family, and we're thankful for what you give us, and we ask you to be with others. We pray when we lay down, we pray when we get up, and we pray through the day. At times giving you thanks for what you've done, times help asking for help for ourselves, and asking help for others. This time we're in a public assembly and worship to you. And we're reminded of your word. We're reminded of Cornelius, who was a Gentile. But he feared you. He prayed to you. And he cared for others. We think about Lazarus. How that you loved him, but he passed away. And your son brought him back to life in a resurrection from death. We think about Job, who loved you, who sacrificed to you for himself and for others. And he had illness fall upon him. He did not understand why. But he continued steadfast in not blaming you. We have those in this congregation that have been sick and to a measure have been restored back to their health. We pray that that will continue. Speaking of Jackie and Beverly, and overcoming the things that were upon them at that time. We have those that are shut in, who would want to be here to worship with us, but can't. Ron, Ramona, and Johnny. We have those that are getting older, and it's harder and harder for them to be able to attend. But we're thankful for their courage and desire to be here. We are mindful very much so at this time for Robert and Becky and Oscar who are having these troubles. We pray that as they do what they can for themselves, as they go to the doctors, we pray that your hand will be upon the doctors as they care for them, that their treatment will be the best. It will be effectual that they may come back to their normal state in life. That they may work for you and care for their family and be with us. We also pray, Father, for those that are spiritually ill. We have those that can be here but won't. We pray that that will be overcome. For they truly are in jeopardy at this time. But we pray that you will continue with us. Be with those that are ill. Be with the ones that are young who desire to be old. We pray that they'll grow up and follow your will and that they will be the future of this congregation, that they will continue to spread your word. And those of us who are getting older, we pray that we will continue to grow in knowledge and that we will continue to look to the time that we can be with you in heaven. We will continue to pray. We pray, Father, that you will be with those, all of those mentioned, spiritual, physical, young and old. May they cast their cares on you. May they continue to serve. We pray, Father, that we all can be with you in heaven. May we endure the things that come upon us. We have our hope in your Son, Jesus. We're thankful for him. It's your word that teaches us about him. We pray, Father, that we will serve you. And we ask these things in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Were any of the men overlooked? We know exactly what just took place here. Where prayers are offered by children of God. We see in 1 Peter 3 and verse 12, "For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers. The face of the Lord is against those that do evil." For the offering of prayer by the righteous, we see the Hebrew writer in 4th chapter and verse 16 tell us, "Let us come with confidence before the throne of grace in time of need." We also know exactly what took place as these prayers were offered by brethren of this congregation by what John writes in his first epistle. And we know that we have the petitions that we petition the Lord with, and that He hears our prayers. It doesn't speak to the whether or not our prayers will be answered the way that we want, but He will answer them in His own way, and they are always heard. And remember, 2 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, Paul prayed to the Lord three times, "Let this thorn in my flesh pass from me." And the reply that he got from the Lord, "My grace is sufficient for you." That's the focus. That's where we need to be looking. There are others in the congregation that have conditions. Daryl mentioned some in his prayer also that can never be corrected. Prayers, properly so, should be offered. That science find corrections of those things and that they can be corrected. We have both the young and Abigail and the older also. They have conditions of the body. Able to maintain at this time, but hopefully there will be corrections that are made. I will pray at my time for my wife Beverly in connection with that. There are others that may not even know. We may not even know your condition. I think the prayers that were offered today spoke to those. We end this service. If you've said to yourself, "I've never been to a prayer meeting," you have now. And it's rightfully so that we do this. Daryl made mention of the fact also, and Greg did too, that the prayers, especially of that which is spiritual, is so important. Maybe those in the audience that are not children of God, because they've not rendered themselves obedient to God with a faithful attitude, with a penitent heart, naming the name of Christ and being baptized to remission of their sins. Let our prayers be that they will hear that, not saved in the condition that they are in, of refusing or rejecting to do the Lord's will, but that their heart be turned and that they would come to their Lord and render obedience to Him. Others in the congregation, such as Daryl mentioned, they're not doing the will of the Lord. We pray not that they're in their condition that they be saved, but rather that they come to the knowledge of the truth. They come to their senses. They come back to the Lord. They come back to brothers and sisters that care for them. Let those be in our prayers. If there are any that we can help at this time, more prayers are ready to be offered. And we can assist anyone that would like to become a child of God this morning. If you have the need, don't you come to the
same. Bring Christ your broken heart.